station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Way I do in the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running. Caliban say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them come in. Today see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. Boy, they ain't for no reason. Only God and I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season.
Good night, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge, MP, Governor, so many nicknames that has been given to me over the years. That's the respect of honoring in the community. I want to thank each and every one of you for being very respectful to me. It makes me feel that I'm doing the job that I was put to do. And telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. We are powered by BTC at 422-GR96. That's the guess, eh? My guess is has arrived downstairs. You can also listen in to Guardian Quest, internet access, not the password. You can also listen in 961 or 969 Cable Bahamas, excuse me. And like I said, it's a pleasure again to be a guest. Tonight on Inside the Inner City, we are going to be talking about giving back. And there are some extraordinary persons in the country who have contributed greatly, who have come from humble beginnings, but have used the educational system here in the Bahamas, and they were able to use the education that was provided. You know, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, and was able to go off to school and became a professional woman NBA player. Well, she is downstairs right now. I'm going to let her introduce herself and her partner, who wants to talk about giving back. They'd be doing a program on the McPherson Park, which is in the Grunstown community, but we call it Hay Street Park. The park was donated from Mr. McPherson, who was an educator and was given to the community to be a recreational spot for the community. And you know, on Inside the Inner City, we always find persons who are community-minded, who is on the ground, helping out with the little that they have to provide what they can for the less vulnerable in our country. If you notice recently, you hear on the news where we had numerous shooting across the country just recently. Early this morning, a young lady lost her life. You know, and when you really look at it and you hear the stories, you know, about the situation, about these incidents. Most of these incidents can be avoided, you know, and you know, people have lost respect for people's property, for instance. You know, like, this your yard, this is where you live. People will be foolish enough to leave from where they are and say that they don't care that this person owns this yard. They don't care that the law says that this person's in their yard and they have the right to protect themselves from intruders. People nowadays seems that they just could, or they don't care, and they don't have no morals. They don't have no sense of thinking, for instance, you know. And when you listen to these stories about females and guys going to people's residence to confront them about a relationship, some people married, the sweetheart going to the wife's house to harass the wife, you know, because the husband and sweetheart, and they would go to the house. Or the same thing with a boyfriend, you know, he want to go to the house where the wife is to confront the husband. What you think is going to happen? You know, and that's the kind of problem we are facing in the country today. I hope that our leaders around the, not only the Bahamas, but around the world, know what is happening to not only to the Bahamas, but the entire world. And if we don't start to educate the next generation that is coming up, then all morals will be out the door. We're going to have a vulgar society, and there's no way we're going to be able to get ahead of the problem or find alternative solutions. Y'all can come in. Y'all can come inside. Our guest is reached. Good night, good night.
Hello.
I'm fine. You could have that seat right there. Nice to meet you. Okay. You could have a seat there. Okay. Just the mic. Mic there for you as well. You're coming here smiling.
That's my daughter.
Oh,
yeah, my daughter.
Yeah, she representing you. Okay. 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 Yeah, so like I was saying earlier, our morals and our values have decreased in the country. So we need all hands on deck. You know, we are poisons, like I said, grow up in rough environments, but they take the education that was available to them and they made the best out of it. And we're going to hear a little bit about our story here tonight on Inside Inner City. So my guest in studio tonight, I'll let you introduce yourself to the Bahamas, because you ambassador for the country. You are inspiration for many of the females and male athletes in the country.
Yes.
And you are a beacon of hope. And everyone who came after you, you know, they owe you a lot, and the country owes you a lot, because when they look at you from where you're humble beginning to now, that you have been a professional now, you're doing bigger things like giving back. So we want to hear a little bit about that, but we want to, and let you introduce yourself.
Okay, well, good evening. My name is Waltia Roll. I am the first female from the Bahamas to play in the women's NBA. I've also played 10 years on the European circuit also. That's basically. Now I'm coaching and teaching at Noble Preparatory Academy. It's a small little school, but trying to give my knowledge back in whatever way I can, you know?
Yeah, and she said she wanted it was for her. She didn't want to go through all the details, right? So it's a pleasure, though, for you to be in the studio tonight. Okay, your partner in the studio tonight, too.
Pleasant good afternoon to one and all. My name is Kirby Fowler. Pleasant good day. once again, I'm here just to bring my good friend, you know. At least it's always a joy, you know, when we could get together to do positiveness. Because one time ago, you know, we was really in the streets and we, you know, do senseless crime, like, you know, without a doubt. But now that, you know, God has given us an opportunity, you know, to change, to reflect on where we came from to where we headed now. And in today's society, I feel like we really have to try and to do everything within our power to get back the youth. Because if we notice each and every day, sometimes I even don't want to listen to the news because it's only bad, you know, and that's a shame. And, you know, and like we just local now, we worldwide. And so when the news come on, everybody hear what's going on exactly in the Bahamas. But we just want them to know that, hey, not only bad and negativeness going on in the Bahamas now, we have a lot of talented people here who then already stepped to the forefront and put the Bahamas out there. Like my good friend, the big baller Red Waltier Rule. Yes, you know. Mm-hmm. And so this segment, we just want to touch base. Like, we really came back, you know, after what we had already been through and experiences. And now God give us another opportunity to give back, to try and reach out to younger youths who might just feel like there is no hope for themselves, you know. But that's why we're here as the Bigger Brothers, for a little reminder to remind them to listen, hey, from their life there is hope. And once again, we have a lot of billionaires and millionaires in the country who don't even have a diploma. You know, so yeah. That's my take.
Is this your first time on radio?
Yes, sir.
You're good. So my thing is, I feel like it's the concept of, you know, instead of putting a gun in your hand, you know, let's put a ball in your hand, yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Let's try to redirect our focus on something more positive. And hopefully I could be the person, you know, to help, like, branch that out and make that a bigger thing for, like, the kids and the youth, so where I could offer scholarships or try to find opportunities for kids, you know. So that's basically what I'm trying to focus on now.
If I could recall, and do you have a foundation or website?
Yes, Waltier Rule Foundation.
Okay, well.
Awesome. Yeah. So tell me something. I know that you're from Mason Edition.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're from Mason Edition, and you know, come from humble beginnings. Tell us a little bit about your journey, just a little bit, so we could get a good understanding of where you come from and why you're doing what you want. You already explained it. We both explained it.
Yes.
But we want for those to understand where she came from.
Yes.
You know, and yes. She spent 10 years overseas, you know, playing in the European League besides playing in the NBA. So we just like to hear a little bit about that because, you know, like I said, that's a greater inspiration for a lot of athletes, not only here in the Bahamas, but around the world.
Yes.
And then she's also talking about the fact that she's back here in Nassau, Providence. Right? Yes. Been back a little while now.
Homeland now.
And she wants to give back scholarships.
Awesome.
She also wants to help train the younger generation.
Awesome.
Because she know about the pick, she know about the right block, she know about the left block.
Mm. Yes.
You know, understand these things are very important. People don't understand these things, you know?
Yes.
You know, the weak side. So all these things. So what you getting from that experience is you getting a well professional player, but also learning the playbook is all actually a coach and can actually guide the next generation in the right direction. So we want to hear a little bit of that, and then we want to talk about the foundation where she's going to hold this event.
Yes.
You know, and how we're going to be able to help the kids.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit of your growing up in the Mason Edition area and how it was, and then you could go how you was able to.
Well, growing up for me and my three brothers, I have three brothers and then my mom and my dad, it wasn't really easy for us, you know. It was nice when we didn't have, like, light. We had to use candles and go to the pump to get water. Like, we grew up, like, really, really rough, really hard. Sometimes we don't eat. Sometimes if we eat, we eat noodles or something like that. Go to the store and buy noodles. So when I was in school and stuff, I wasn't really focused or thought that my life would have been the way it turned out to be, you know. I always was like, what am I going to do after I graduate high school? Like, I didn't have no clue. And people used to come to me and try to get me to play basketball. And I was like, oh, I don't want to play no basketball because I didn't feel like, you know, it was anything out there for me after that. But I still took a chance on it and doors started to open up for me and opportunities started to open up. I was walking one day. I was coming from Mason Edition and I was going by my grandmother's off Nassau Street. And this guy pulled up behind me in the Mercedes just walking, you know, casually. And he's like, oh, he's like, man, you know how tall you are? I was like, yeah, I have an idea. I know how tall I am or whatever. And he started telling me about, like, this program he had in Houston and stuff like that where he recruited Bahamian kids and taught them the game of basketball, taught Bahamian kids and teach them the game. And then And I was just like, who is this guy? Like, I was like, he probably don't have a lot of schools.
Yes, Frank
Butterbutter. Right, Frank.
That was the same time.
Yeah.
He was on History Pod the same time.
Yes.
The same Frank Butterbutter. Yeah, that's all the same day. Remember this? He started on History Pod, leading across the Mason.
So he was like, he started telling me about his program, and then he asked me for my parents' number, and then him and my dad started communicating, and my mom. And then that's how I ended up over there.
I remember Frank Rutherford because he stopped me in the park and I was on the basketball tournament and he heard about the skills and he stopped. And he ended up talking about two guys from off the park and along. That's how you go, okay.
But that's why I feel like it was my destiny to be able to, you know, come back and give back what I learned, like my knowledge and stuff. I feel like that's what my calling is, you know?
Wow, yes.
Because for that to happen, like, there's kids out there, like, who've been putting, like, all this work in on the basketball court and never got that opportunity. So I felt like this happened for a reason. This is my calling.
To put you in the position. Because you were walking, and then you ended up fucking Frank Rutherford, and it was a one in a million to see him because he was moving around Nassau.
Right.
Wow. But he actually wanted to give back because, remember, he's our first triple jump. Notice the significance.
Yes.
You know, he's one of the first places in the medal also.
He was the first triple jumper.
And you were the first. Mm-hmm. So you see, you see? Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's like we can't.
You see, so he got us opportunity. Now he was looking to give other kids opportunity to ride around in Arsenal Providence when he brought his program. Because I remember him riding around. He's still good friends. Wow. You know, he come with Jeff Rogers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you might believe this, not say to cut you off. That's what she just do. She wanna see what she only gotta be driving and see someone else. Hold on, let me get my card.
You know,
she doing the same thing.
You know why?
The same thing.
Because
that's what happened for me.
That's what happened. You see, so that's giving back, and that's when people mean it from their heart. And they really want to help people. See, that's why the show is so important, because we want to show that the little least people who you could imagine actually have the biggest
impact.
Heart in the world to go there and help others. Could you imagine our leaders who have the position of power, you understand, to have this kind of a passion, and we'd see this country turning around in 100%, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just want to say to you, you know, you're a real inspiration. Do our government recognize you as being the voice?
They make attempts. That's what I'm gonna say. They make attempts.
They make attempts, and you deny it.
No. I did something before with the Ministry of Sports where they did, like, I think it was like recognition of like 40, like it was like 40 people in Bahamian history that made a difference, and it was a little event they did.
Hold on, not cutting you off, Ms. Rule. Let me get this clear now. You mean, for being the first person, the first female to ever been drafted that type of sport, the first sport.
First one?
And Jackie and those got all type of stuff, and you got all type of different track and field athletes?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it, because that was big news. Wow. You know, that's like when Tyler McKinney, you know, when he won, and he won the bronze medal and silver medal, you know. He was from around our neighborhood, and he was celebrated, you know, you understand that? Wow. So I don't understand. Just the logistics of this don't make no sense to me.
So who now is the MP responsible for the youth sports and culture?
She's supposed to. Whoever MP responsible for it, whether it's a new, whereas a PLT
we need to reach
MP or FNM MP.
We ain't worried about the politics you know, we at the end of the day, our duty as a big brother, big sister. So
support places like that. Because she's ambassador for the country.
Yes, you understand? Right away.
Yeah, she should be rewarded. Female. She should be going to high school. She should be paid by the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture.
They ought to.
Yes, they should.
They ought to.
I feel like a lot of the Bahamas focus is mainly on track and field, though. I feel they don't focus like they need to on basketball, unless you're on like that big level like Buddy Hield and stuff like that.
Boy.
Like I got drafted into the WNBA, but I was the 36th pick. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know. Maybe that's why they're not putting that much.
36?
No, but
I don't know.
Listen to this. In the U.S., you know how hard it is. They are millions and millions of people. It's a 1% chance you can make it into the NBA, woman NBA or men's NBA.
Yeah.
So 36, you could have been the 360th. It does not matter.
Yes.
You understand? Because drafted alone is one of the greatest accomplishments you could ever achieve.
Yeah,
you understand? Because you made it there.
Yes.
You understand? And then you so it doesn't matter, because you know Michael Jordan didn't come on number one.
No.
Huh?
No.
Kobe didn't come on number one.
Huh? And so you went to the same schools with Jordan and those went to also.
Yeah. You University of North Carolina.
University of North Carolina.
4 years, yeah.
That's the top school.
Sylvia Hatchell, 4 years.
Wow. How much years you spent?
Four.
4 years, wow. You see, this is the thing that I don't understand about our country. We are talking about dealing with this crime problem and inspiring others.
Yes.
The career, what she's talking about now. 4 years in North Carolina. I never know she went to North Carolina. I used to be aiming.
Boy, that's blood, sweat, and tears.
I never know she went 36.
Yes.
I never know she's the first woman. I mean, listen to me. I know that she went to the woman NBA, but wow. I never know she was the first.
And played 10 years European League.
And played 10 in the European League. And man, I saw you on the news a few times. I saw you in the Chinese. They always come in the Chinese. They always look at you when you come to the Chinese, right?
Yes.
But it's amazing to see that how we abandon our people who go there and put us on the map.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Because you represented the bombers.
Yes.
You understand? I think that you have given enough that where your government, I ain't talking about no PF, I'm talking about government.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Government of the country.
As a people.
As a people.
Yes.
To understand, recognize persons like that and hold them accountable. What I mean, hold them accountable.
Yes.
Give them what they truly deserve, because they're going to help others and they're going to make the country great.
Yes.
And we're going to see future generations of athletes who come from that seed and develop and keep on developing and keep on developing. That's what I talk about the grifter the other day. They're saying that, you know, we fit in the grifter because the most trained athletes are leaving the Bahamas now and going abroad and taking their coaching skills abroad.
Right.
Why is our kids here are not getting the proper
training?
Because they're underpaid. The teachers and coaches are underpaid, so they have to leave to go get a better life. And you can't blame them. And that's the same like a slap in the face to Miss Rule. You know, I understand she's supposed to be a part of the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. And she's an inner city as well.
And the best, I think, I mean, like right now and ever, I don't think nobody is the best person ever for the position other than her, because
You have to start with the voice.
And if you could, I think you could.
You could show the line.
A survey and a status check to prove that. Listen, hey, she really do have some skills, and you know, if given the opportunity and the chance, I feel that she could, you know, reach the end.
Well, you know, like you said, you know, I just feel that, you know, they could do more. They need to. Because, like I said, we talk about the crime issue in the country. Yeah. Like I said, we have all the pieces, my brother.
Yes.
We have all the pieces what we need. We just need to look beyond politics.
Yes.
And just look as a nation and say to ourselves, let's pick up everyone in every field that we have and let's help them to promote, so they can move to help others. So tell me, Ms. Rule, your 4 years in North Carolina, how was that experience?
It wasn't easy. every morning, I could give you a rundown of like our routine. Like every morning, it was like 5 a.m. on the track conditioning. Then you had like 2 classes after that. Then you had practice. Then after practice, you had study hall. And then it's like you had to do that every day for 4 years straight. So it wasn't easy. It was a lot of work.
Sound like the military.
Yeah, was in order to get.
They put in a
college degree to get to even be
to get
into the draft.
Wow.
You have to put in the work. You have to put in you have to have your GPA.
Uh-huh.
You have to have your physical. You know, and you have to have the coaches' approval for each fitness and whatever.
And I feel like that's an important point. I feel like education is more important, to be honest. Yeah, you have the skills and you can play the game, but if you don't have the grades, you can't go nowhere without the grades.
Yeah.
You know. When you get on those type of levels, they don't accept you unless you have grades.
Yeah, I saw Jalen Brown, who looking to win his first championship.
Yeah.
They show his portfolio, and you know, NASA didn't want him. This guy was He highly educated, you know.
Highly smart.
I saw him being getting paid $304 million or $5 million, the highest paid in the NBA. Smart. That's like I say, you need to get the recognition. He got that because of it. It's the education, man. Yes. Education, yes. High, man.
And then, you know, you only can play basketball for so long. When you get old and your body breaks down, you need something to fall back on, you know. So you need that degree.
So that's why most former NBA players is going to coaching. Mm-hmm. I see that, like Jason Kidd, them and all these guys like that, because mm-hmm. when they beyond basketball, they go into coaching. That's the feeling. That's mm-hmm. the same thing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me about your foundation.
Walter Road Foundation. So basically, it's just about, you know, trying to inspire and trying to, you know, give my knowledge of the game that I've obtained over the years back to the youths. This is the second annual summer basketball camp.
Okay.
It's going to be on Hay Street Park from 9 to 1, starting from the 30th of June to the 4th of July. So it's a free camp. It's free food, free drinks, you know, and just basically me, free training with me, free one-on-one training with me, sessions with me, so.
Wow, you hear that? So the neighboring community, Mason Edition, Bantan, Hay Street, June 30th to July 4th, okay? We have.
So you mean a short fella like me get to burn your eyes up?
Go ahead.
Burn your eyes up.
You mean to burn your eyes up?
Leave that alone. Okay. So Nate. Don't embarrass yourself.
Okay.
No, so I'm saying I also did a shoe drive. I raised some tennis and stuff for the kids also, because the first camp I had, I noticed a lot of the kids in the area didn't have any tennis. So I went ahead and I did something like this time around.
Miss Rowan, so what kind of tennis you got for these kids?
Like Jordan.
Sweetwater tennis.
No. These are people donating shoes and stuff like that.
I'm pulling you there because I know it's the best quality tennis. So just pulling you there because a lot of people who does these programs, right? You know, some of them come, you know, with good intentions.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the kids, then we have to understand how to eat.
Yeah.
And then you say you notice that they need a tennis, mm-hmm. and you make that priority to go out there and use your little connections and get tennis for them, so then make sure they feel comfortable, because not again tennis on their foot, they play better basketball. The kids ain't gonna tease them. See, because this thing, you gotta understand how this thing go. You understand?
So, and instead of some days sitting on the block, hanging up with the boys, you could go throw on your tennis shoes and go shoot some ball.
Okay.
So you got shoes now to play.
Yeah, you understand? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that when you bring programs to the inner city community, you also got to understand that you're going to have to provide most everything free. You're going to have to provide the eats, the drinks, the mm-hmm. tennis, the equipment, the uniform, and everything, because you're dealing with at-risk kids. You're dealing with a lot of poor kids in the community.
Right.
So you just can't go there and say, you know, we want to help, and then you have nothing to offer. I even know you're offering the skills. And I was talking particularly because I see a couple of programs that I had to mention it to people. They say, where's the Gatorade? You know, where's the orange? Where's the apple?
Yeah. I have a couple of shout-outs.
No, you could do whatever you want to do. You could have to do what you want to do. Go ahead.
I have, you know, a couple of shout-outs for sponsors.
Go ahead.
Central Food Store, and then also Donnie Miller. I don't know if you know Miller from in Bantown area.
Donnie
Miller, So he donated a lot of Gatorades and a lot of water for the camp and what's not.
And also Dave Williams.
Dave Williams.
Pastor, right?
Yeah, that's one of our...
Because like we plan on doing a little devotion stuff early in the morning too, so Mr. Williams will be there assisting him with that the kids.
Because he's also one of my partners as well.
Yes.
You know, he comes on the show regular too to talk about this program. In fact, this is the information you're giving me now. I'm going to do it on the break.
Yes.
I'm on the break. I'm going to do the information.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it's actually like the whole topic, it leads to the meeting we're about to have in the next few minutes. Basically, it's just like a crime forum, like you and I, who already been there, and, you know, life has thrown us some different curveballs, and we just decided to, you know, look at life from a different angle, whereby, you know, those in the community, who the youngins who look at us as, hey, that's Scoochy. You know, Scoochy was the man, and, you know, hey, that's Q-Ball, you know?
Yeah.
And so now, you know, it's Mr. Brown now, and sure, I know now it's Mr. Fowler, you know? And so... like I say, we've been given the opportunity And so now we're just looking at life from a different
perspective.
Angle. Yes.
No, because we being there, we see solution. Yes. And we know if we didn't stop, what's going to happen to us.
Boy,
you know what's going to happen, yes, right? Man, if you didn't stop, there, right?
Yes, yes.
All right,
yes.
you can pick up them hot corn. You I understand? Know, I you just know. Call them corn. So we're yes. talking about bullets, you're talking about corn.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, so it's all about changing the mindset. So hours again for the event. On Hay Street Park.
From 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
to 1 p.m.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And it starts from the 30th of June yes. to the 4th of July.
Is it yes. a cost for anything?
No, everything is completely free.
Everything is free?
Free?
Free.
Oh, wow.
I know some of these events you go to, you got to pay for the hot dog.
Yeah. It's only free. It's free to the extent that, you know,
I
that
understand. It goes.
Like you know? Say, on the last day, it's going to be... Like a tournament.
Like a tournament,
thing.
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
and
okay.
So then we'll have Satan patrons come out and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Sell items and stuff, hot dogs and stuff.
That's so, awesome. So June 30th to the 4th of July, Hay Street Park. Oh, it's going to be very exciting. There's a lot of kids in the community, so you don't have to worry about the kids mm-hmm. in Mason Edition. Once we keep on advertising this, they're going to be there...
Yes.
Full force because they love these opportunities.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
we've been
yes,
prepping them.
Yes.
You know, that's what they do in the park, and now Nate is taking over. In fact, my last basketball tournament, what I did for 25 years, now is ending. I come next month, July. I'm retiring. I'm turning over to Nate now because now it's all about transparency. You
right.
understand? You got to be able to pass the ram to somebody else.
Yes.
He is doing a phenomenal job now. And I said, you know, I've done my time. You know what I'm going to focus on?
Yes.
I'm going to focus on me now.
Okay.
I'm going to work on my restaurant so I can start to bring me some money for myself personally. But
yes.
I have 10 set in place. We have community centers that I help establish in the community. So that's pick up slack for me.
Okay.
I still be doing events,
yes,
but I won't be doing no sporting events because Nate has done a tremendous job.
Awesome.
And I think that, you know, as partners, we have to be able to trust one another.
Yes, have to.
And pass it on to the next generation. Because
yes.
when his time is done, he'll pass it on to somebody else. Like,
yes.
same thing, Frank Rutherford came in town and saw Miss Rule. And Miss Rule now is riding around the streets
yes.
looking, you know, looking for the girls and who, that height,
yes.
to give them the same
play.
Opportunity she had and recommend them. And, you know, just to be a big sister. Because she know that it could change their life. Remember, she's talking with Knowles and... Etc. Go into the pump and candles and all the stuff.
Yes.
So I guess that with determination that when she got the opportunity from Mr. Rutherford, she was able to use that when
mm-hmm.
she went to North Carolina or whatever school she ran to say, hey, you know,
I'm trying to go back.
Biggie said you can remember when he's eating side eating grits.
Yeah,
you said noodle.
Yeah,
he said not. Not check me, young dog.
Fettuccine.
Yes, yes. So a lot of excitement.
Yes.
June 30th. To the 4th from Hay Street Park. I saw you bringing your daughter. So
yeah.
You want to speak? You want a friend
say
to hear you?
Call me and say hi.
You say something. Tell me what school you're going to go to. You don't want to know your mom's a famous.
And she's a 4-point student.
And a 4. Mm-hmm. What?
4.0 student.
You see?
Smart.
You see? You see?
Very smart.
You know what it means?
Yeah.
Very smart.
You was with her and you ain't give her no time for herself.
No. Because I didn't know what it means.
You were wired everything she needs. She get a phone, she get a computer, she get light over there, she get internet. So there's no excuses for it.
None.
Now,
look at the move.
One thing I mean, if she could touch on, I feel like she touched on the whole segment, but now we know that apart from basketball,
okay.
there is motherhood.
Okay.
Mm.
So you could probably just touch on it.
She want to talk on mother. Let's talk about mother. You know, this is your oldest.
Mm-hmm.
This is your oldest.
Oldest, yeah.
The oldest, and she bring a smile to you,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Yes.
And
I actually the story with her is I actually had her my junior year in college.
Wow.
I was pregnant with her. So
wow.
A lot of people who tend to get in that condition, that state feels like, you know, their life is over.
Man,
at that point.
You can't bring a child and play basketball. Who told you you can't?
You say Mama Rocket? Look at Mama Rocket from Jamaica.
Wow.
Huh? Come on,
strong.
Man.
Yes. Yes. But yes. I also had a lot of help and support from my mom also. My
wow.
mom was very supportive. Because after I had her, you know, I had to go back, you know, to college and into my training again. So my mom basically helped raise her from like a little baby.
So she took up the slack for you while she was still training. Yes.
Right.
Oh, yes, yes.
So.
Because she wouldn't have been able to focus and you know, study hard because, you know, getting up around 5 and et cetera, because, mm-hmm. you know, with your daughter.
And also my dad, because my dad was there too, also supported me every step of the way at all of my games, high school, college. My dad is the fly. He was flying there, like, he lived there, so.
Big up to the man. The man.
The family.
What's the man name?
Maxwell Roll. And my mom.
Good night to you, Mr. Maxwell Roll.
My mom is Donna Roll.
Donna Roll.
Yes.
Miss Donna Roll. Mm-hmm. You all have grown up.
Biggest supporters.
Extremely wonderful child, and then you have a wonderful granddaughter, and a 4.0 student, so you know big things about the next generation. Their family is looking good.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. the generation is looking good, and that's what we have to do in the country. We have to make sure the next generation, mm-hmm. instead of the next generation getting shoot down the road, you know what I mean? Because if you look at all the families around the country, you know, you're seeing like the next generation.
They almost finished.
Wiping
out everybody going.
Everyone just wiping out one another. That's like no future for the families, you know, just.
Right.
And just the directory you're going to have to change, you know, if people listening to the show, you would see where she. No candle, go into the pump of water, mm-hmm. use that. You know, if you're listening out there, you're talking about ain't nothing happening. Mm-hmm. You could make something happening.
It's a lot more deep stuff too, but I don't really want to get into.
I understand.
Growing up, also that I seen and experienced.
Yes, so. You know, on the streets, you know, you grow up in Mason Addition, so mm-hmm. there are shootings, there are stabbings, there's so much things you could go and talk about. There's it's a 9-yard. In the inner city community. And you know, if you come out of the community and you was able to be successful, you're a very strong, strong person.
But those are usually the strongest ones.
Yes, that is true.
Those are usually the strongest minded kids.
That's true.
That went through it.
Yes, that is true. Yes. That's why you could, if we work collaboratively together, you would see where we could use the resources. You know, and you'd see the best set of artists, you'd see the best set of doctors, you'd see the best set of policemen, you'd see the best set of business people in the country if we utilize our ambassadors, our people who have gone out there and made us as a Bahamas proud. Because, like I said, you know, going to 85 is a great achievement because guess what? Like I said again, there's millions and millions of people in the U.S. and it's hard to even, to even be thinking about getting drafted.
Wow. But I had a whole situation also. You know, when I was in college, my college coach, you know, I told you I had her my junior year.
Yes, ma'am.
So I came home to have her. I was supposed to take a summer session that summer, but instead I came home to have her. So my college coaches was trying, my last year was trying to get me another year to play in the NCAA. So they told me that I had to write a letter to the Women's WNBA Association, telling them I didn't want to be drafted that year. That was the only way I was able to get that other year eligibility, by doing that. So I wrote that letter and sent it, but I still got, you know, when he still got called, they just disregarded the whole letter.
They want you just to get in.
So I was just laying there, you know, just watching it, hearing the names, and I wasn't even thinking it was going to call me, you know, and the last name, like, I completely fell out the bag because I was, like, upside down for some reason. I just felt, I was like, what just happened? Like, what just happened? And everybody just came running to the door, bombing the door, screaming, all my teammates. I was like, oh, Lord. it was a crazy experience, though.
Wow.
But God works in mysterious ways, though. Everything happens for a reason, you know? Even though I wrote that letter, I still was able to play. So.
It just was meant to be.
Yeah.
That means it wasn't even your call, it was God.
Yeah.
You said, come in to give me a read for David, Mr. David Woodman. We just want to give an community update, upcoming event. Mr. David Williams, Community Crime Forum, Ministry of Youth Part Collaboration and Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture, Friday, June 14th, 2024, 7 p.m., Evangelistic Center, Bluewell Road, and VC Street. So you could go and attend. Those who want to give their 2 cents or solutions to the Crime Forum. Now, this is the solution to the Crime Forum run for many of us, is giving back and doing programs and helping the kids in the community. So this is the real Crime Forum. Going around the Crime Forum, I respect this.
Yes.
I respect this fully.
Right.
But what?
Hands on.
People in different aspects of the community who are sincere, voluntarian, and also need to be paid as well because, you know, people have bills to pay, you know, and there's a lot of money going around. I listen to the prime minister talk, but the money is there for
whatever, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
There's
yes.
a lot of money in the treasury.
Yes.
So there should be a lot of money to spend towards prevention is better than cure. And the first measure of defense is the people.
Yes.
And people who are contributing, giving back.
Yes.
Yeah, so Evangelistic Center, 7 p.m., Bluewell Road. The team, the impact of fatherhood on crime. We have an attendance, Mr. Sidney Roll, Apostle Randy Hanna, my cousin, and Dr. David Allen, Uplifting Men Ministries, Mr. Randy Hanna, National Neighborhood Watch, and Mr. Sidney Roll, Father and Sons Destiny International. And, you know, this is also giving back, but like I said, I feel...
You know, I also have another camp. I'm having another camp also in Exuma.
What?
Yeah. I have another camp July 14th to when was the 19th or the 19th?
19th.
Yeah. But it's sponsored by, I think, Blue. Blue Waters, Exuma Restaurant.
Yeah.
A bar.
Private Blue Waters.
Yeah.
A bar is sponsoring this
restaurant. Yes.
They're
restaurant
giving back like that?
Yeah. Yes. They sponsor the whole thing, everything.
Huh? Not the government?
No.
Not the government.
What's going on in your mind? I see, now, this is what we're talking about. This is what I want the country to understand. Now we're making some progress.
Yes.
When organizations and companies are doing it themselves,
yes.
This is what is making the greatest impact. And I want to encourage, what is the name, Blue Waters?
Restaurant.
And the proprietor of the...
Blue Waters Restaurant and Bar. Mm. And what are the names again?
That's Exuma.
Exuma.
Yes.
You understand?
Wibbly.
Well, the camp is going to be
shout
in
out
Road
to
Town.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. You should give a shout out to Blue Waters.
Oh, yes, because they're doing an extremely great job. You know,
yeah,
they're
awesome.
Taking on the responsibility of the government.
Of the government.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, because they see the significance of the importance of giving back. And
yes.
I think they did it because of you, you know, because of what
you've been through.
What you've been through.
Yes.
And I think most importantly, they respect you because they know. And they saw you, and they know your background. So,
and also my dad. My dad's family is a descendant of Roll Town. So
their
Lord rules.
Okay.
Some of Roll Town. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. So that's even big because now you know you're in your homestead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And man, that's gonna be great.
Yes.
You know, in the coming years, and you know.
Yes. They've never had any basketball camps or anything down there.
Wow.
Never. This would be the first one.
That would be the first one.
Yeah.
It's a great idea, a great solution.
Yes.
You know, at-risk kids,
have some
kids
height
aboard.
Up there. Listen, you get some kids up there, man, you would think they adults. That time they only 11 and 12. Almost high.
Wow.
She can see when she reach.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy. So, we get 7:15. We still have a lot of minutes to go. So during this camp, you say you want to provide scholarships. You're going to make scholarships available, or you're going to use your connections to.
If I see any good potential or talent or something like that, then I'll make recommendations. To certain coaches because I have a lot of connections with coaches now that was once like. My coaches at some point, they're now Division I coaches now. So
wow,
I have those kind of
wow. See, this
That's
is great. Now this is
some fun.
This is next Frank Rutherford, but this is in a different way. This is Roll.
Yeah,
you understand?
From the female standpoint, because a lot of the female basketball don't get recognized like that, like the males.
Oh. Yeah, I see that.
So
but
I feel like this is
gonna make it because I see this. Talk now with the woman NBA now, and I see they're going with the slim lady named Chat.
Caitlin Clark.
And then the next Reese and they're going at it right now.
Yeah.
She is the most watch or whatever rookie and whatever the situation
right,
is.
Right.
So, but it is y'all are getting it's building now. It's building now because that little feud right there, it's getting the talk about it's building. It's good for the woman NBA right now. I'm watching them because I'm listening as well.
Okay.
And then you're seeing the talent now.
Yes,
talent
yes,
really,
yes.
Really good.
Because when we always hear about WNBA, we hear about Lele.
What's your name?
She's played for the Sparks.
Yeah, that's
Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Leslie.
Yeah, yeah. Who dunked the ball the first time?
And that's what we know. Yeah.
I was like Lilo.
Yeah, Lisa Leslie. I mean.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So y'all going now to use your connections.
from your former coaches abroad and see the talent here in the country. But you're harvesting them by having these clinics, and then you're watching them. So you see, this is the way how you're giving back, because yes. a lot of these kids can get exposure, and you know, a lot of them can leave and you know, go get a different life in the United States of America, wherever they got to go, because it's not only about the women in NBA, because like I say, you can make more money playing in the European League than in the women in NBA.
Yes. And I have connection and ties with that too, because I also have a sports agent too also for Europe. I have a European sports agent, so anything is bound to happen. And I have connects with all the teams that I've played in the past also, so...
You mean if I want to play ball, you could hook me up?
Not you.
Time has expired.
Listen to this. That's why I was really disappointed with the Bahamas High School Association when it comes to the Hugh Campbell. Okay? Because I look at the Hugh Campbell, I'm saying, wow.
Talent.
We have all these talented MVPs. But you don't hear nothing about them afterwards. You know, and then I said that the European League is right there. I say, why don't we form a little small league here with these former... Hugh Campbell, basketball players, you know, they win championship, and let's see how we could, you know, make some connection here, have a national team here, and then, you know, let scouts, like, you know,
come in and see how we need a Bahamas,
and then we start and get them to go in the European League, because there's way more money to make it in the European League. I have two friends who I grew up on the H Street Bar, the Colby brothers. They're playing now in
Kadeem
Colby, all of us. Yes, yeah. They grew up by teaching basketball. They could be about a million, two, three millionaire. He's a millionaire, I know by now.
Yes.
He's a millionaire. Yes. Ryan, I watched Ryan the other day. He's one of the first players to leave. You know, we used to work right at the Shell gas station. And he himself, just like you, Ryan. And now he was playing professionally. Now he's a weightlifter now, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing good
thing. And he did the same thing as you, and he went over there. He saved his money from the gas station. He said, Miss Gucci, I gone. He worked up with 3-4 years. And he said, I got $12,000-$13,000. And he take a leap of faith. And he went over there, had a successful career. Wow. You understand? Because he wanted more. Better. He wanted better.
Yes.
You understand? He got it. Now he have his children. Now he's a sports athletic trainer. You know, like, and you know, Ms. Rose talking about different steps, you know, when you leave the NBA, what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think the country should really consider having us a part of the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, but also let her do a private organization, because that is more important than the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, because she could use her face as to explain to the kids where she come from.
Right.
She is the voice, you know, you could... We could train you to even be better than I am, you know, but you just have to follow discipline.
Yes.
You know, because I talk about the morals.
I noticed, like, over the years, like you say, like, you know, reaching out to somebody who already being scarred, you know, who already being damaged, you know, it's like, it's more than just, you know, TV stuff and, you know, word of mouth. That's like more like a hands-on, you know.
Yeah,
and that's an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Be able to dig deep.
Yeah. You know, it'd be great, you know, for us to really take the emphasis and put the resources in the right person's hand, you know, because it takes a lot of slack. And it eases the pressure of the government and the private sector, because once donation goes to a certain person, they're going to be able to buy Tennessee. What I do, what I like. See, this the thing, Rachel. When I got into the giving back stuff, right, I already knew that kids did not know tennis and stuff like that. So I always went to my local sponsors and stuff like that and say if we could get some tennis and stuff like that. Have all the equipment.
Right.
You understand? Right. That was my first priority.
Right.
And the expression on those kids' face was completely different. Because we don't owe them. We don't owe them, but we do owe them.
Yes,
you understand?
We do. Because of us, I think, you know, we create a lot of stuff. And still up to this day, you know, we still have kids like, I won't be like Snoochie. I won't be like you, because they used to have the biggest gunks and they used to have the biggest set of guns and, you know. But God allow us and give us the utmost opportunity, you know, that we have a chance to not only prove, you know, but to demonstrate, you know, how a father should be, how a brother should be, how a cousin should be, and so forth, etc.
Mm. So, Ms. Rhoda, I'm sure that you're going to be overbooked with a lot of kids. Is there any special guests coming in along with yourself, coming besides Dave and...
No.
All right. Well, you know it's going to liven up. You don't know who's going to pop up, because when you have those kind of stuff there, people pass and going to stop, and you're going to have all kind of people come on. Trust me, it's going to be overwhelming. I think it's going to be great.
Yes.
You know, I'm going and the thing is, right, you're sitting here, right, and many people around the country, right, would be watching the TV. But if only they know that we have a woman NBA player right here. So you could be in the room, people won't even know who you are. But so I can imagine those kids when you're talking to them and you're saying, you know, talking with a woman NBA, and then NBA, I was right there. So that means...
Mm-hmm.
There's no goal you cannot reach.
Yes.
Because you were a prime example.
Yes.
And it sounds like I think they're going to be a great inspiration, because a lot of them are going to stand up on the side of you and let them say, you know.
And I also have my college jersey, and I have a couple of my jersey framed. So I was thinking about bringing that out there too and showing
them. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome.
For me?
What?
That's a special autograph one for me.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. So the 30th of June to the 4th of July, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So those in the H Creek area, Lewis Creek, Woods Alley, Taylor Creek, please come out. Also the Mason Addition area, and also the Bantown area. And you know, all those areas are connected, so I guess the news is going to pass on. How much kids you looking to have at this event?
Maybe 50 or something.
Well, you got to turn around some of these kids.
Yeah. No, but hey.
No, the more the merrier.
I welcome.
No, okay, then, buddy, because I can tell this now, y'all by then for 200 or
don't worry about that.
I told you this is my second camp. So the first camp, I had a thought in my head that there wasn't going to be much kids, and a lot of kids started coming. So I didn't know.
Let me tell you something about kids, and I learned this. I don't worry about the grown-ups.
No.
When tournament coming up, all I got to do,
send it out.
Call a little one, yeah. I say, I get your shirts. I get 10 shirts for you. Go get your team. That's all I got to say. And I'd say, I get 60 other shirts. I mean, I get 60 other shirts for 10 other players. And I say, outside, give me 10. I bring my friend Bintan. I bring my friend. And they will die.
Boy.
Wow. So kids want it. They want it bad. So they just need the exposure. They need the people who have the time and dedication and the heart and who wants to give back. And
you know, eventually I'm going to get to that point where it's going to, you know, be more than just a camp, more than just a tournament. Like, I'm going to be able to help them get out, like get off the island completely. That's my plan.
You want them to go off the island, get that
exposure.
Yeah, I
want them to do something. I don't want them just stop there, you know?
Wow.
That's my plan.
Wow. Mason, you ain't that Bahamas, and just what you're talking about. That's why the guy told me, you know, as part of the show, to find persons in the country who are ambassadors, who are giving back, the least amongst them, we might not hear about them on the news. I mean, in this case, but we look for them, and we want to promote them while we on this station, because this what Inside In to see all the boat, so that we could show the country that there are people in this country who
are willing and determined
to fight this poverty and this crime, and they're giving their time and dedication, and they're giving their own connections to make life better for the least fortunate in the country. You know, Ms. Rhoda is doing a phenomenal job.
Yes.
I think that, like you said, it's going to develop. It's going to keep on developing. You know, ideas are going to come. Brainstorming is going to come. And then you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then one day you're going to see someone standing on the side of you as your protege. You come with your camp, and now it's like,
Pass it on,
then they do the same thing
Building a legacy. That's,
yeah, that's
so
why.
What's the name of your basketball camp?
It's Waltier Rose Shoots for the Stars. Building a legacy, one kid at a time.
Bridging the gap.
Yeah.
Bridging the gap.
Okay. If there's anyone who wants to donate something to your organization, there's that number or email address?
Yes, they can call me at 820-4735, or they can email me at waltierroll@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's very good. So if you're listening to the show and you want to help a kid or help a kid on the whole, you know, who's going to be at this camp on the 38th of June to the 4th of July, and you want to give back, but you might not know how to give back, you can contact Waltia Roll. She just gave her an email address and a phone number, and, you know, you could give to someone who really needs it. It could be a tennis. It could be a case of Gatorade.
Yep.
You know, it could be a nice pants and shirt that fits them, you know. It could be a cooler or ice or whatever it is, you know. That's not necessary. You have to be money, you know. Money and everything, you know. There's things that counts, you know. What do you think the kids in need out there?
Yes.
You know, you could stop by, you know, on Hay Street Park anytime, the 38th of June to the 4th of July. Nate, great. Italian McKinney would also be able to assist you guys because he would help the bathroom open for you guys.
Yes.
Like they turn the rim over them.
Nate is my boy, man. My boy.
I told him that. Yeah, okay then.
Yeah,
he's gonna have everything there for you.
I love the things that he's doing for you too.
Yes. Yeah. And he came back, right? And he won his silver medal. Nate came back in the community and all those bad guys were growing up in the community. Now, I changed my life around, so I'm an organizer now.
Yes.
So I see him to get out of character. I see him start driving, he big fancy car, and he get all these little gunmen in the car. So I say, hey, stop this car. I say, hey, Nate, look here. Y'all guys, come in this car. Y'all know better. I say, you need to go back to what you good at, all
what
right?
You know.
You ain't be rolling around with these guys, and they laughing, you know. I say, come on, y'all know better than that. And that's when they put him in this truck, and they say, you need to come over here like that. Because you know to get his head, you know, and he's still young. He's still young, and this boys and now they doing all the shooting, you know, he started to help them hang in the car, you know, he got this big blue car, these big rims, you know, car high. They punks and what were we about?
The gangster.
Yeah. So I told him, I said, Nate, no, man. I put him on the side, I said, man, you guys, y'all stop that, man. This guy is a national hero now. I say, yeah, we're just beginning.
Wow.
I say, focus. You ain't like us. I say, you understand? I say, you ain't like us, my brother. Don't go down that road.
Yeah.
Look at me. You know, and the guys in the car look at me and say, man, Scooch, you mind no respect. I say, yeah, man, y'all supposed to look out for him, man, because if he go and he makes some money, come back and bring us something. You don't know what opportunity he could bring us, but if you guys roll around in the car and he go, then you get locked up now, all of them.
Oh,
you understand? I say, all of them. No, and then ever since, he ran back, he started to come support me on the park. That's how he get into the program now. So I say, what you need to do, you need to come back with you now, because when I get ready to retire, I say, you're going to take this out.
Yeah, you got
to
follow your footsteps.
So he started to send me some money from the States.
Right.
Why? When he came over, and some of the money I used to use after the event, but at the same time, I was grooming him, and I was teaching him patience, because, you know, he kind of, you know, believe, like, you know, so I want to teach him. I teach him. So I say, you want help? They grow up rough. You know they grow up rough. So be a little soft, added towards him, and you know, now he just doing an outstanding job.
Yeah.
So he's going to be out there as well.
Okay.
They're coming to assist you guys and use the bathroom. We have the bathroom now, what we end up putting on along with the government. The power's on, so and the tent is there, and then you have the whole community at your disposal.
Love it, awesome.
Anything else we have?
Basically, that's it. I would just like to give a special thanks, you know, Mr. Brown, for
having me on
this wonderful show.
Yes.
And, you know, they say, like, when you're having fun, times go so fast.
Yeah, I mean,
because, you know, we even ain't really notice the time, but hey.
We still got 20 minutes.
Wow.
You're going to slow today.
Okay.
Yeah, so. All right, sorry about that.
But I do appreciate you taking the time, you know, to hear me out and for me.
No, it's my pleasure. You are ambassador of the country and you made us proud, you understand? So all they could do is get back in the station itself told me to get places like yourself to bring out y'all so that the world could hear you and the bombers could hear you. So it's my pleasure. And I'm happy to be in your presence because you're the voice. You're the voice, you know, and that's like I'm the voice born in our family. I'm the oldest grandchild. I'm the voice born in our family.
Wow, it's a blessing.
My son, I'm the voice born.
Yes.
Yeah, although it's my grandmother's children. I'm the voice for it, so I know how it is to be the voice. I'm the voice of something too now.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
But I love what the Guardian Radio is doing, though, as far as, like, bringing in people to.
Yes.
Yeah, know. On the streets. Because we have a great responsibility. See, most media places will always talk about politics and all this talk about this. When you start to talk about what the people is facing.
Yes.
You know, and you start to
poverty.
Get talk show hosts and the talk to be talked about people's lives and what is the yes. cause of people and how to improve it. Then you start to make a lot of sense and inspire us. So the station is actually what you said it is, because that's what I came to bring to the station.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to see where is the loyalty lies in the lives of the government, the church, or the lives of the people. And
root.
I think that the
people is the root.
Is the root.
Yeah.
And I think that once we put our focus on the people, then everything else.
Sure. Call
in the place.
We have a call on the line. We have a caller. Who is it?
Hello.
Hey, good night.
Hey, Scrooge.
Hey.
Rocky,
yeah. Hey, what are you saying?
What's up, little kid? Mud in the gut. Well, let me tell you something. You know what I'm going to call you, Scrooge? For one thing.
Hey.
I just want to congratulate all the children in the Bahama Islands, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, all those people who say they're graduating.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations to all our children.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Whether it's kindergarten and moving up to the other class, and the other class moving up to the other class, and the other class going to the other class, and the university. Those going off to university, those coming back.
Yes,
yes, sir.
I hope that the all we can ask for them to wish for is to please come back and build the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands.
Yes, sir.
And make it better than we got it, boy Scrooge.
Yes.
All they do is congratulate every. We know a lot of children fail. They might have failed in writing maths and English, but he might be the best mechanic out there to put in the spark plug in your car.
That's true.
Plenty of us men there, and they don't know nothing but maths and nothing but English. But bring that car and put it underneath my almond tree.
But Mr. Sparky, I'm not cutting you off. You know, failure ain't a bad thing, you know. Because I was taught, you know, failure is the signs that, hey, you're trying.
But you know something? Man, I really think about everything I ever, as a little boy, when they even tell me something about the Bible and God and this and that, the Garden of Eden, the first man that God made, they say he failed.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, yes.
God made the man.
Yes.
Now, God, look at God even made the devil, right?
Yes.
God made the devil? And I know from all of us who's growing up, we were asking ourselves, and nobody ever answered that question, who made God? If God made the devil, who made God? We ain't got the answer from the white man yet.
Mm.
Who made God? Now, God couldn't make himself, right?
No.
Nothing could make himself.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's good. There's nothing on the earth that we know can make his own self. So somebody had to make God.
Yes.
But I believe man made God. I don't believe God made man. I believe man made God.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And that's how I think from the opposite side of the coin. See, the coin got two sides.
Yes.
But a coin is a coin. And you only can spin it once.
Yes, sir.
So true.
Thank you.
So true. What I'm saying is, to all our children, whatever you did in life, there's never too late to change.
Yes.
Let's move forward, onward, upward, together.
Yes.
TLP, FNN, UBB, whatever you want. Just let's try to make this Commonwealth of the Bahamas
a better place.
The best little country in the world.
Yes. Yes.
And all them corrupt politicians, religious leaders, and everybody right now, if you don't stop it, God's going to grab you one day. You'll hang you up like Peter by your over by
it. Okay, Sparky. Thank you very much. You know, Sparky's gear mode for that.
Just real, buddy. Just real.
Now, like we said, you know, we really have to focus, you know. Like I said, the morals are decaying in the country, and we need people like Ms. Roll, who are contributing to help the generation.
Yes.
Because all of us are part of morals. Like I said, I was just listening to the talks on the street, so I heard. It won't have to necessarily be true. Huh? It won't necessarily be true, right? But, you know, it's little talks going around where they say, like, in one of the incidents going on, like, a female went to a madman house, right? And they left to confront the madman's wife. So as host now, who in the world so stupid enough, and what gives you the right to go live from where you live in your safety
to go to someone's yard. But like I said, the law is on your side. Because once I live here, and you don't live here, and I invite you to my yard, if you come to my yard, the law is on my side.
That's trespassing.
Now, how stupid could you be to leave from your house and let someone tell you, let's go by this house. Let's go. Beat this woman. But you done wrong because the man is mine. The man could be wrong for starting the relationship. But you, who are part of the relationship, you ain't living in this house. So why would you want to leave from where you is? Your friend is driving a car 2 miles away to go to a house to go fight somebody and end up getting killed.
Wow.
And then we are seeing this. So this is the morals we're talking about now in our country. That's not sensible thinking.
No.
That's not saying, how could you go to somebody? Wait, right now with all this crime, you're going to someone's yacht?
No, man.
People don't even want teeth no more because you can't teeth in nowadays. That's it. Because people ain't getting nothing. So when you get them 3 kids in the house sitting on in the house, three boys, they got their gun right there. The man, you break in their house and their mother house, they catch you in the body. You use a gun because they ain't that.
Oh, and the police telling them, listen, you get license to kid.
Because they're in your yacht. So these kind of things that happen in our country, we need to talk to our children, educate them, because we look like we ain't too sensible. Because a guy like me know better.
Yes.
If I had an enemy, and I got any host, because I know you get the right, he got the advantage.
You give him the advantage. The
people could pull you in the host and do you in because they get the advantage. Sure. Or get you in the yard, you don't know who in the host, you don't know. And that's what happened in our country. That's why we need places like yourself to give back, to change the mindset of our youths. Because, like I said, You're going to marry man house to go fight the man wife in the man yard. There's some crazy stuff. There's some crazy stuff, but my boy is a police also inspector, so he's be telling me on his role, like how he's be on patrol, and he's saying this happening on a regular basis. Like people going to people's house who don't live there because they're in a relationship, trying to attack the wife, or sometimes the wife going to attack the girl to the girlfriend's house because she jealous of her husband. I can say this to somebody, I can say this now. Ain't no one getting me to go around no one's house. I ain't going to jail for nobody. Hey, my heart might be hurting, but guess what? I rather live quietly
and peacefully.
Than to be put in a position where I'm going to lose my freedom, and lose my life. You know, on someone who, in a couple of months, when they tired of me, they get somebody else.
Yes, yeah.
I done replaced, but you on that hand, you can't come back from the grave.
No.
And when it's hard, trouble easy to get into, and hard to get out because, first of all, when you go, and you press that trigger, you can't take that back.
No.
You can't take that back.
No.
The police come looking for you.
The people come
looking for you.
Boy.
Then you got to go to court. Lawyers, $5,000. $500 for appearance.
$15,000
for between the fee. Right? You're done poor. Who can pay all this stuff?
They kill their parents.
You understand?
They give their parents when they're not hard to talk or something.
And then you get killed. Funeral costs most $10,000.
What?
Huh?
Well, that's expensive as business in the place today.
So,
yeah.
So, Mr. Roller, you're saying that's why it's so important that our countries, our leaders of our countries, know exactly what they're dealing with because it's easy out here.
Yes.
And they better be thankful, like poison yourself who have the knowledge and have the experience and trying to give back. They better try and invest in the inner city communities and invest in behaving people. Because like I tell you, look at these cases. I believe if you listen to some of these police reports, because I'd be sitting down with my friend, he's an inspector, and he's going to say, you know, whoever called my name, he just ride and run in the truck, and he tell me best be a mother's house. This girl have a problem, and she going to the woman's house. And our friend beat the woman dead bad. The woman's house. Boy, there's some crazy stuff. So, like I say, we really need to educate our kids in this country. You know, we need to teach people what is right and wrong. We need to show people love, and we need to change the mindset in our country.
Yes.
Because every time you listen, every day. What do we estimate? What the rate number is? What, 50 something?
Yes. I think it's 56.
55. No one's keep dropping 55.
I think it's 55 or 56.
So how much more people got to go? All is on the menu.
Boy, at least last summer,
all us was on the food chain. All us on the food chain right now. Yeah. All I'm going to say to people out there is that stay away from bad company. Stay out of people's business as best as you can. You understand? If you go to a nightclub and you see there's any kind of altercation in the nightclub, it's time for you to exit.
Yes.
You understand? If you have a friend and you see they travel with a firearm, time also to find where you're going to get them with this car.
You need a new friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say the girls out there, if you're involved with a guy out there who has no future, but not trying to try not to have a future, you see that he is always in and out of the problem and he's not going to be beneficial to you, you have a decision to make. Same thing with guys. If you're out there and you're with a female, and you're trying to start a family life, but she's into the fast life. She don't want to listen to you, and you're trying to do the best you can to help inspire her. You're trying to put her to school. You're trying to help her, and she don't want to listen. You have to move on. You understand? Because your life, your peacefulness is the most important thing in the world, and your freedom.
Yes.
You understand? Like I said, the morals in this country is diminishing at a fast pace. And I want to encourage poison like Ms. Roll and yourself and all those poison war programs that, hey, if you guys don't be the forefront for the Ministry of National Security, hey, for this country, we're going to completely deteriorate. We need more good examples, like a mom got a 4.0 student, played in the woman's NBA, went on to have a successful career after the woman's NBA. Now she's coming back. The next generation of the people in the country.
I think we have to come back to touch on the same topic. Reason being is because, like, right now, if we, like you say, if we don't reach out and get on the ground on the forefront, like, the youths may be gone. I might have no one to marry my daughter.
No, because you don't want your daughter to marry someone who's told you on AK-47. No. He is not probably. You see the other day, they just stopped some guys on Gibson or something, 19, 216.
Yeah, boy,
they got two AK-47 and a 40.
Yeah.
What you think they're going to do with them? So you want one of them to be liking your daughter?
No, sir.
What you think? What is your daughter going to benefit? A guy who's going to throw a gun on there, because he's going to go there and shoot someone, and then someone's going to come look for him. He might be successful of being a leader for a little while, but you know how the streets run. You know how to run the streets, man.
No, man.
Your time will be short.
Yes.
You know, so that's why it's important that we do programs and change the mindset of our youths in the country.
Yes.
So, Ms. Rule, I know you had a very interesting show. We still got a few more minutes, so you want to give a shout out to some of your sponsors again, because we'd like to hear some of the sponsors. You talk with the one is Duce Exoma.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about a little bit of that. We want to give a shout out to them and give them some acknowledgement again.
So, shout out to Blue Restaurant and Bar in Exoma. Also to Central Food Store.
KK.
On East
That's
Street.
KK.
Yeah. And then Mr. Miller, Donnie Miller, and Pastor Dave Williams.
Pastor Dave Williams.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all those wonderful.
So, I mean, is there an open list so, like, if we want to donate something, we can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
could you give me the phone contact again?
One more time.
Ways to reach you.
All right, so the phone number is 820-4735. That's 820-4735. Or you can email me at waltiarule, W-A-L-T-I-E-A, rule, at yahoo.com. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Given back. That's waltiarule. We'll be on Hay Street Park, June 30th. To the 4th of July from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dave Williams also would be out there. And he would be also be contributing. Nate also would be assisting with this program. It's for a few days. So, like I said, all the kids in the community, you can come out. You can get the best training from one of our very own woman NBA player, the first.
Also, we've partnered with DOPS.
DOPS?
Oh, yeah.
Department of Social Service.
Department of Social Service.
Yes, and so most likely, I think they'll be sending probably a few kids just to hang with us for that day.
That'd be good.
To just, like, regain and inspire them that, hey, although you might be incarcerated and sometimes you might feel like no one cares or there's no hope, we here to remind you that there is hope. And from there is life, there is hope for a better tomorrow or even a better, better tomorrow.
No. Let me ask you a question. For most persons out there who think about playing basketball professionally or going the 9 yard, 9 yard means like how you went through leaving the Bahamas, going to high school or going to college, what would you say to them? You explain it's not going to be easy, right? For those who are looking to take that field, what advice would you give to them?
My advice would be, first off, your education. You need to maintain your grades. You need to have good grades in order to pursue something like that. Also, like, if you're looking, like, from a professional standpoint, I would say something that's beneficial would probably be film. Like, recording the games, the practices, having that, you know, just in case something comes up. Because, you know, there's agents you can reach out to, there's sports agents, different sports agencies, you can look that up. You could send your film out to these people because that's the first thing they ask for. Any sports agency, any team, the first thing they ask for is film. They want footage.
Wow.
So once you have that, I feel like a lot of people don't have that because when I run into a couple of people before, they told me they don't have any type of
film. They're recording themselves from
them. No. And I notice when I go to a lot of games too, you don't really have anybody recording
the games. And that's like that. Very important. Because they can look at your skills and see what you're good at. Wow. Right.
You could call them and tell them or message them and let them know, but they actually have to see it for themselves. They're not just going to go off of just that. So that's my advice.
So how do you see the camp going from here? This is your second one. You haven't won in Exuma, and you haven't won here in Nassau, New Providence on Hay Street Park. What do you see the program in the next, say, 5-10 years?
I see a lot of kids with a lot of opportunities to go off, you know, to go off abroad internationally. Like, I'm trying to, like, make it big to where it's, like I told you before, like, where it's just not stopping at one point, like, just playing in a tournament, playing in a game, and then nothing comes from it. Like, I'm actually trying to give them, like, outlets and opportunities. That's how I see it in 5-10 years.
It doesn't necessarily comes with the basketball. It comes with the fact that you could try for it, but your scholarship could lead you in different directions. So you're keeping it like an open mind.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm also putting emphasis on the education part of it.
That's key. To make sure that when you have the opportunity to go abroad, you also can study and take up different, you might take up electrician, whatever it is. You know, there's thousands of...
Because you can't, you literally can't dribble the ball unless you have a certain grades.
Wow.
You have to have grades. They're not going to let you play if you don't have it.
Wow.
So... that's how it was for me when I was in school, when I went to the University of North Carolina.
And the physical part about it, like the weightlifting and stuff like that, you experiencing that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like I went to one of the top universities in the world, so I had the right set of people with the right set of training and the right set of knowledge and the right set of equipment, so they knew things were what some people would give you as difficult. They knew, like, what muscles to target, like they, and it didn't have to be so strenuous, but it was beneficial. Like they had that kind of knowledge, you know what
about
I mean?
About the human anatomy,
right? Wow. So those type of people that I had the privilege of being around, so it wasn't too bad. It was bad, but it wasn't as far as the weightlifting part of it. The conditioning, conditioning was bad.
It's a good part. They work you at it.
Yeah, that's crazy. But the weightlifting, like you had people with the knowledge that made it, you know. And when I, like, for me, I think my best would probably be when I was in the WNBA. I guess, like I said, once it gets to a certain level, once it gets the level gets higher and higher, you meet people with more knowledge and understanding of certain things. So that's the best, like, I felt physically in, like, my whole life.
Wow.
when I was in the league. And it's like the workouts wasn't even like strenuous, but they knew like what stuff to target. So it had my body feeling like, you know?
Wow. So that means when LeBron get a cardiac thing, they talk, he spend us $1 million on
cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. Yeah. Those doctors and stuff like that, the elbow doctors, limb mm-hmm. doctors and all that stuff. You know that, yes. Nate was talking about it when he's talking about how he used to do the sprints. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the different muscles and mm-hmm. et cetera. And that's very
smart
important.
Guy.
Yeah, that's very important. So, what is your best year in the NBA? You had many good years. Every year is a good year because you made it there, and I know the experience of you just being there, coming from the Bahamas, and with the exposure, and then meeting all kind of players and coaches from around the world.
I think, to be honest, Let me be honest. I feel like the WNBA is like more. It's very political.
Political.
Because I think when I first got drafted to the Lynx. You know, there was times when I was scoring more points than their star player, which was Maya Moore at the time.
Maya Moore? Scoring. Well, that's Jordan. That's Jordan.
That's like the Jordan.
That's Jordan. That's Jordan.
So
it's yeah.
like I was scoring more points than this girl in the game, but then, like, you know, I still get cut. They still cut me from the team. So I was just like, what's the deal with that? And, you know, I came back home. And then when I came home, I got a call from Seattle Storm's coach. And he wanted me to come. He was trying to figure out, like, what the deal was, like, why they cut me. He didn't get that. So he said he wanted me to come there. So I went there. And, you know, they had me on, like, two-week contracts. And then eventually they signed me on for the season, for the rest of the season. And then...
I remember that.
Yeah. And then I went away. After the season, I went abroad. And when I went abroad, they fired, like, the whole coaching staff in Seattle.
Of course, they get rid of you.
I don't know.
Yes, that's what it was.
No. Asked for me to come. All not right. Minnesota, the Seattle Storm's coaching staff. They fired the coach that wanted me to come. They fired him and everybody like who was with that coaching staff
what?
And brought in completely new people.
Oh.
And so I had to come back home and I was trying to get like my visa stuff situated and what's not. And like the coach was calling my agent and asking like what's taking long, like why this and why that. And then eventually she just was like, she don't need to come. Like we don't want to.
Wow.
So... At that point, I started playing more on the European level.
Yeah.
At that point. Wow. But I noticed, too, with a lot of, like, my past teammates and stuff, too, like, a lot of them, they can never be comfortable in a certain city. Like, every time they get comfortable, they get traded somewhere else. Like, you can never be comfortable in the league. You know what I mean?
You know something? I was watching...
Unless you get a contract.
Yeah, I was watching Buddy, DeAndre Ayton. And DeAndre Ayton said something like what you saying right there.
Yeah.
You're saying something about DeAndre Ayton from Phoenix Suns when I listen to them good, you know, you're right. saying something just similar what you're saying.
It's political.
Yes, he's saying, was like.
So that means the reason why they fired a coach because they didn't want you didn't data see what your statistics like. So they know, they might have an idea of your scoring point and they look at your. You know, your stars
already,
and
already set up
and
a certain way.
You beat her all around
and then change the system.
And you have a certain personality, but probably that upset them.
Yeah, she bold.
That's what it is. You can't behave anything or no one could intimidate you. You understand? Mm-mm. You stood your ground. No, I listened to DeAndre Ayton, you know, and I watched Buddy and I watched. I say, how come Buddy was playing in the regular season with the 76ers? Then when he had the playoff, he ain't get no minutes.
Nothing.
The last couple of games, Buddy was like, can't on bot. So I say, I wonder when the playoff come with Buddy, he'll get play. Find out, zero minutes, but he just was in the regular season. Obeid was out. And Buddy helped carry the team. You know what I mean? Obeid carried the team from the first part of the season. Buddy come the trade. And then all of a sudden, you see like he was on the bench. And then like I tell you, I listened to DeAndre Ayton and he said something familiar like what you were saying, like, you know, if you don't I think they just want you to be a yes. So this is a good example. If you're thinking about going into the NBA or a woman NBA, always have a backup plan. That's what the lady is trying to tell you because she could run on the roadblocks like that.
Yeah.
Maya Moore is one of the greatest women's NBA players. And if she could outscore her in that season, you know what that means?
She's so good.
Huh? That means she's good. That means something or somebody she upset that even when a next team asks for her,
they fire
the whole team.
Because you expose the whole, you know, basketball.
And sometimes you talk God and Jesus, you know, that'd be the end of your career as well. You know, you listen to someone, you listen to the guy, you know, in the MA, he was talking to this mass guy.
Could you imagine a female from a whole different country coming in there?
In your country.
And doing more than how you have your system set up, how you have your players set up, and then this female from somewhere else just comes and try to take control. That ain't gonna happen.
No, that ain't gonna happen. They ain't want you to be the friend. That ain't gonna happen. That's like Tim Duncan. You know, like how he used to think of my own city. I said, Tim Duncan's the best player.
And that's probably what they're doing to Buddy, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, they all talk about Kobe and Shaq, but none of those players was no better player than Tim Duncan. But Tim Duncan had a 50 win season every year. He never had a losing season in the NBA. You understand what I'm saying? And he played 19 consecutive years without missing the playoff. Wow. 50 wins, that is the NBA record. Wow. They have the most wins, like more than Robert Parrish. Jordan ain't even in it. You understand? Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili get the highest winning percentage in NBA history.
Jordan ain't in it?
No, Jordan ain't in it. Jordan's put 6 or 7, buddy. They ain't over better winning percentage than Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili.
Wow.
You understand? You got to understand sports.
Mm. Politics.
Tricky. You got to understand sports.
Tricky. It's something like politics.
You know,
politics.
You understand? Oh. Tim Duncan is third with 1,000 regular season wins. Number one is, I think, Robert Parrish. And then it's Kareem. And then it's Tim Duncan. Jabbar. The only players to have 1,000 regular season wins.
Yeah, boy.
You understand? Mm-hmm. But I always wonder why Tim Duncan was never the face of the NBA because he was not American. So, similar, I'm seeing that. They put you there, but they don't want you to take
control.
Yeah, because you're not a full American
because
person.
From your players, and see, like, it displays today because of our actions.
Yes. She is over successful.
Yes.
But at 35th position. And like I said, it don't matter because like Michael Jordan wasn't number one, but yet still he overwhelmed them.
The stats.
After 7 years in the NBA, that's the same thing. You climb up. So just like you outperform the number one, the number two. Mm-hmm. And
but this is why I'm so like proud of like John Quell.
Jones.
Yes. Because I see she keep posting, you know, she posts stuff of like her accomplishments and stuff like that, and like big accomplishments. So I'm proud of her for that. But they're not putting it like in the media as far as like in the United States like they should.
Yes.
But John Quinn in the first.
No, she's not the first.
You were the first.
Yeah. But I'm saying.
Yes.
Coming, you know, behind me and seeing that.
Yes.
You know, it's a good, it feels it's good.
And then the Bahamas supposed to have that, you know, like Euro first and shit. And it's and the Bahamas supposed to be promoting persons like that, especially in the sports field, like the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. Like I said, they have you like a person like that, and you can make these recommendations, give them these ideas to portray, and all these schools that stuff can know who's John Quell Jones. What the name is again?
John Quell Jones.
Yes, you know what I mean? And you know, and then go like that.
She's from
and inspire them. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even Abby Heeman guy, what his name is now, who just got back, Kai Jones.
Yeah, Kai.
You see what they did to Kai Jones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you think he's supposed to be in the NBA now, and I see NBA players do all kind of crazy stuff. Now all of a sudden, now this guy was playing on the top of his game. So I'm saying this to Heeman athletes. When you go in these countries to get the education, stay out of trouble.
Watch your back.
Mind your own business.
And you have to be a leader, and you have to be focused, because... You know, there's a talk going down that, you know, they drug him, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's possible.
They drug him.
Yeah.
But just like I was telling you, my experience in college when they was telling me to write this letter to the WNBA, who knows, I could have probably possibly gone higher in the draft if I didn't do that.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
But at the time, I didn't have, you know, the guidance.
Yes.
Like that. Nobody was... Because that was just like a spur of the moment type thing. They put me in the office and they told me this, like I wasn't prepared for this or nothing. So it was just like... You got to be careful of these things, because these type of things is what happens.
Oh, they don't want you to make them big dollars to see they know if you to go out. Hey, they slick too.
Or make them calls.
Say, oh, buy them all.
If you do, it have to be whereby you in a controlled environment.
Yes, yeah, you see it. Mm-hmm. Because she was saying, you know, my mom was in Champlain. She retired. Oh, I don't want to call up because she had to deal with one case with I think a baby daddy or something like that.
She never
gone back in the NBA. Yeah. But she is one of the best.
Actually, she married a guy that she was trying to help get out of prison.
Oh, that's what, yes.
Yeah.
And she never came back.
Who didn't commit the crime, and I think he was in jail for like 40-something or 30-something years.
Yes.
and he didn't do the crime, and she was the one that got him out and ended up marrying him.
And I think she never got back in the NBA. No. Something went down that they didn't want him to come back as well.
What?
That's why she's in the NBA right now. Wow. She still could have been playing up to this day. This probably been the last season this year.
It's like it's tiring though. It's exhausting. She's been playing for a little while.
Yeah, that's it.
From bouncing from one place to the next place.
That's it. It don't make no sense. You only have for a certain amount of time, and then you know you get tired. You get like older. You said. Yes. So I just want to say I enjoy having you guys in studio. I want to close the show, say anything special somebody, organization. They had enough for the Guardian Radio. Thank you.
Let's shout out to my sponsors again, you know, Blue Waters Restaurant in Exoma, Central Food Store, Andy, and Donnie Miller, and also Pastor Dave Williams. Okay. Yes.
I want to say thank you very much. Y'all did a wonderful job, and I think on the 30th of June to the 4th of July, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., H Street Ballpark, we have Miss Roll out there with our program. Mm-hmm. And you are free. You are invited. Everything is free. Yes. You could get the best training. Yes. You're gonna get it from the Women's NBA, our Bahamas place, Women's NBA player.
Yes.
And you're going to get a ton of experience. You're gonna have a lot of fun,
some treats.
And I've also had other sponsors, like people locally, but I don't really want to put anybody's name up there because I don't want to put too much pressure on them.
Okay,
so I'd rather not. But they know who they are, so I want to say thank you to them also.
Okay, for the surrounding communities and all those who community leaders and community persons who contribute to the development and to the program, I want to say thank you very much. And have a wonderful night to you guys. I wish you all the best. The show is open.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to talk about any program you're coming up with, and next month or a few months, you could be free to come and just give us your information. I'd be more than happy to interview you guys.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I want to say thanks to our Women's NBA player.
Our
ambassador, T.A. Roll, from Mason Edition.
Yes.
Good night, everyone, and hope you enjoy the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.